Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bert Show.
So I'm not exactly sure why it was as lit as it was yesterday, but it certainly was more lit yesterday than it was the year before or the year before, at least when it comes to our float. And I think it's because of the Barbie thing at Pride Parade yesterday.
Well, Pride, it never ceases to disappoint. Like, we have a blast every single year just because the energy is like top notch. There's so much love and, acceptance and inclusivity. And it's just an overall feel good event. And you can just, you feel those vibes the entire weekend. And of course, it all culminates to the Pride Parade on Sunday through Midtown and ending up in Piedmont Park for the festival. And so once again, the Bert Show is in the Pride Parade. I think this was like my 12th or 13th Pride.
You stayed on the float the entire time and didn't fall off this time.
Good girl.
Good girl.
So I was wearing my tennies. There's so many thank yous that need to go around. Cupcake Vineyards for being our partner. Dallas and the entire Q99.7 promotions team. Like, the theme this year for Pride was show up and show out. And our entire team did that. And then everybody on the Bert Show, Mama Kay is so proud because when we decided to do the Barbie theme and everybody chose what Barbie they wanted to dress up as, nobody half-assed it. Mm-mm. Like, everybody showed up in their full Barbie glory, and I'm going to say it. We looked fantastic.
We did look good.
I'm going to say it. We were the best-looking ones there.
Because I'm not part of the community, it's hard for me to understand the connection, but the sincere gratitude that we get by being there and being involved and showing support, you can feel it with the words and the hugs. A few people came up to me and said, you have absolutely no idea. Like, every day I'm discriminated against in my life. So you guys being here every single day means a lot. And again, I'm not in the community and I don't feel that kind of discrimination, but I certainly felt your gratitude this weekend.
Yeah, and we also have to thank Ivy Fisher, who joined us on our float yesterday. She was spectacular. Trans woman who does drag shows in Atlanta, and just, she was the most stunning Barbie.
Could not miss her.
No. So make sure you follow Ivy Fisher on social media because she did a fantastic job hanging out with us yesterday.
It was a wonderful Pride, and everybody that came up and said hi afterwards, and everybody at Q99.7 did a great job. So
yeah,
home run all the way around.
It was great. Thank you all so much.
So the Taylor Swift concert that you hosted this weekend, how did it go?
The film. Like a concert, though. A lot of people were asking me, they were like, how does it compare to actually going to the concert? And I have a little bit of a hot take. I think I had a better time at the movie than I did at the actual concert.
Come on, how's that possible?
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, there's nothing like seeing Taylor Swift live and in person. Like, obviously, when I was fourth row in Nashville and I was 6 feet away from her, that was an incredible experience. But there is just something about getting to sit down and enjoy your concert in peace that made it so much more enjoyable. Because, A, you know, you're just in a more comfortable environment. You're in air conditioning. You get to sit in those big cushy chairs. You got your snacks. The AMC theaters always have my favorite flavor of beef jerky, which you're never going to get at a stadium.
I mean, what?
Yeah, she's a beef jerky girl.
Like a Slim Jim type thing?
No, it's like the fancy beef jerky. Okay. That's right. What I'm saying is they had the fancy beef jerky. And you get to dance. You get to do all the things that you would do at a concert for a fraction of the price. You don't have to go out of town. And it was just awesome to get to relive it. And you've never had a bad seat because the camera, it's always up in Taylor's face. And you get to have the same experience of getting to sing along with other Swifties and exchange friendship bracelets. It was amazing.
Now, it's encouraged like not to sit in your seat, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, dance.
Yeah, of course they want you to stand up and dance, but everyone in my theater was sitting down, which really? I was like, bring back sitting. But I still had a good time. And if I wanted to stand up and dance, I could. There were some really, really sweet, you know, 8-year-olds at the very front of the theater dancing with their friends. It was so precious to see. And I have to say, I was a little nervous because Taylor does drop the F-bomb a couple of times in the theater. And I thought, shoot, I really want to scream it, you know, when Champagne Problems Bridge comes on. And I had this moment where a young girl came up to me to exchange friendship bracelets. And I forgot to censor myself because she was like, oh, which bracelet do you want? I want this one. And I look at her and I go, hell yeah, girly. And I go, I should have said that. And then she's sitting down next to me a couple seats down during one of the songs. And she's screaming the F-bomb. So I just think Taylor Swift has really united so many different generations of women for one cause of just having a good time on a weekend.
It's done well. I think it made $90 million over the weekend.
It was,
like,
yeah, I had the stats up earlier. So her Eras Tour concert film opened up for $96 million. Domestically, she's already beaten Justin Bieber's concert film mm-hmm. and Michael Jackson's. Not internationally yet, but domestically, it's like the most successful concert film ever.
Yeah, just another win for Taylor, for sure.
All right, so I have a question for you, both of you guys, because of something I saw in the Beckham documentary, right?
Oh, it's so good, isn't it?
It's really, really good.
Even if you don't dig soccer too much.
Which I don't.
The relationship between Posh and David Beckham and following his career and his ups and downs. It's a really good documentary on Netflix right now.
Had no idea what, like, all the dude went through.
Yeah.
So you're watching the docuseries. It's actually, there's 4 episodes to it. And then, obviously, a big portion of the movie or the docuseries is about his game in the World Cup against Argentina. And it's the game where he got the red card and got kicked out and essentially became the most hated man in all of England. And like what he and Posh dealt with afterwards, I was talking to my husband and telling him, hey, you should really watch this documentary. It's good. And when I was telling him about, like, I had no idea what David Beckham went through. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, after that Argentina game. He's like, oh, boohoo, I'm an athlete that makes millions. And I'm like, stop. You need to watch this.
Yeah.
I know there's a slant because they're behind it. But nonetheless, the death threats and the kidnapping threats and what they were like, it was gross.
Relentless.
How that man got treated after that red card incident.
He couldn't walk from bar to bar. He couldn't go to a restaurant. Posh would show up and 75,000 fans would start screaming like really unspeakable things towards her all at the same time. It was a really bad time for them.
Very. But the night before that game, this is a World Cup match against Argentina, who is a big rival of England. Posh calls David and tells him she's pregnant. Why would you do that?
I would want to know. It's not a sad thing. Like,
it's not a sad thing. It is not a sad thing. But he said, they asked David, he goes, did you want to get out of there? He was, it was the first thing I wanted to do, but I couldn't.
He wanted to leave the game and be by her side?
Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought of that either. I would have thought, like, this is something we were going for anyway, and this is really positive news, and it's probably going to make you play better.
I think you got to know your partner on this one, because I think if I were pregnant and I won't even call it hiding, but I just kept it to myself, the secret to myself from my husband. He would be so hurt that I didn't immediately want to share the news with him. I wouldn't want to know because I'd be distracted.
Like, it didn't seem like the man wanted to know.
I would want to know for sure. That's a tough one right there.
Nope.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.